Good afternoon from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. A fully loaded state ferry bringing travelers from Juneau to the Upper Lynn Canal was forced to turn around today. Heavy freight combined with turbulent seas and freezing spray make conditions unsafe for the Lakani to continue north to Haines and Skagway. As KHNS's Mike Squazy reports, it's another wintertime hiccup in travel plans for Upper Lynn Canal residents.
Passengers aboard the Lakante reported the Marine Highway vessel was tilting to the port side during an aborted Friday morning trip from Juneau to Haines. The ship made an abrupt U-turn near Sentinel Island Lighthouse and headed back to Juneau at around 10 a.m. Department of Transportation spokesperson Sam Dapsevich says it was a combination of factors, including a full freight deck, heavy seas, and freezing spray that forced the ship to turn around.
They've got a full load on board, and the buildup of ice on the hull can cause stability issues, so the captain made the call to bring the ship back to port.
Dapsevich also told KHNS on Friday afternoon the ship would offload some freight in Juneau and attempt another trip north later in the day. Skagway resident Andrea Payne was on the ferry on Friday morning. She says it was anything but smooth sailing.
I mean, the waves are something. I've never been on such a rocky ferry ride. You can't walk. It's like you're drunk. You go to the bathroom, you darn near fall over.
Another Skagway passenger, Sierra O'Daniel, was heading home from Juneau after seeing her doctor. She's pregnant with twins. She says as soon as the announcement was made that they were turning around, her husband, Jason, booked a hotel room in Juneau and tickets on Sunday's ferry to Skagway. An hour and a half later, she says she heard an announcement over the loudspeaker that there would be another sailing that same day. But she's staying in Juneau.
If I wasn't so pregnant and uncomfortable, we'd probably just try to stay. But it's really hard for me to, like, sit down for an extended period of time without being able to, like, recline or lay down. And so Jason and I just decided we'll just stay for the couple of nights and come back on Sunday.
Other Skagway residents have already been stuck in the capital city for multiple days, including Danielle Arnold. She had surgery in Juneau earlier in the week and tried to fly home to Skagway on Wednesday, only to be turned around.
Our flight was leaving late because of weather, and he went ahead and tried, and we got, like, right outside of Skagway. If there's no fog, we would have seen Skagway. And he told us that if it got too bad, he was going to turn around.
When the pilot did make the call to turn back to Juneau, things got dicey.
When he turned sideways, the plane hit a bunch of air and started shaking really hard, and then it hit a pothole and dropped while we were still sideways in the air. It was scary.
So Arnold booked a safe bet on the Lakante, only to get turned around once again. With a volleyball tournament in Haines this weekend, seats on the boat were full, with some passengers sitting on the floor.
It's one of the more crowded ferries I think I've ever been on, and there's not enough seating for everybody, so you really do have bodies everywhere.
That's Skagway Assembly person Deb Potter, who's been traveling for several days, trying to get home from a series of conferences in Anchorage.
There's people sitting in stairwells and laying on, like, the floors, not just in the lounges, but on the floors everywhere.
As of Friday afternoon, the Lakante was once again headed northbound and expected to call in both Skagway and Haines. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Next year, Alaska voters will decide whether to hold a new constitutional convention. They've rejected similar questions over the past 50 years. But anger over the permanent fund dividend is fueling talks of overhauling the Alaska Constitution. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
In 1955, Alaska didn't exist yet as a state. But people in the territory of Alaska knew that writing a constitution would be a step towards statehood. And so, in November, 55 delegates met in Fairbanks to write one. Territorial Governor Frank Heitzelman opened the convention.
The hour appointed by the Alaska Territorial Legislature, having arrived for the convening of the Alaska Constitutional Convention, I do accordingly, as governor of this territory, call a convention to order.
It took 3 months. They copied a lot from the Federal Constitutional Convention. There were 55 delegates in Philadelphia in 1787, too. They also looked at other state constitutions, because by then the lower 48 and Hawaii had already been through their conventions. They wanted something flexible and that would stand the test of time. One of the ways the Alaska Constitution mirrored the U.S. Constitution is that it was brief, just over 14,000 words, about half the average of other states. It also included a provision allowing for another constitutional convention in the future. So far, a new constitutional convention hasn't happened federally, and it hasn't happened in Alaska yet either. But there are two paths for it here. The legislature can call one at any time, and the voters can choose to hold one. Alaska's constitution requires that voters are asked periodically whether to hold a convention. If Alaska goes 10 years without one, the constitution says the voters will be asked whether or not to hold one. When asked the question, shall there be a constitutional convention, Alaskans have voted no every time, by large margins. At a constitutional convention, elected delegates can decide whether to propose amendments to the Constitution. Since the Alaska Constitution doesn't limit what delegates can consider, they could even write an entirely new constitution. But until now, all of Alaska's constitutional amendments have been passed by the legislature. This is what Governor Mike Dunleavy has been advocating for, to enshrine the PFD in the Constitution and to lower the state limit on spending. But in multiple legislative sessions, these proposals have not advanced. So supporters of the amendments are starting to talk about supporting a constitutional convention instead. It came up during the last day of the third special session this year, in September. In arguing for higher permanent fund dividends, State Senator Shelley Hughes, a Palmer Republican, said senators who are resistant to holding a constitutional convention should support a PFD amendment.
We're actually jeopardizing more than just a fiscal solution. We're jeopardizing everything that's in our state constitution. And so I would think that those that have been maybe dragging their feet a bit may want to think about that because that could open a can of worms.
Vic Fisher was there in 1955 when the Alaska Constitution was written. He's the last surviving delegate of the original convention. And he says Alaska politics currently lacks something the delegates had then, unity.
This is about as bad a time to have a new constitutional convention as there ever could be or could have been, because we are so divided as a people.
Fisher said political blocs are focused on issues that divide Alaskans. He said the 1955 delegates had a common goal. They studied what could be learned from other states in drafting the Constitution. He's concerned that politically divided delegates at a future convention would be studying something very different.
And they would study real hard. They would study how they can win at the Constitutional Convention in 55. Nobody was out to win.
Fisher says there's already a process for people who are focused on a single issue like the PFD to change the Constitution, make the case for passing a constitutional amendment. That would require two-thirds of both legislative chambers and a majority of voters to agree. And he has this warning for voters weighing a constitutional convention.
Nobody knows what a horror may descend if it's opened up all the way and people are elected who would rip apart a constitution that was written under the idealistic convention of 1955.
With nearly a year to go until Alaskans vote, it's not yet clear how different the debate over holding a constitutional convention will be from previous decades. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
The snow in Juneau has stopped for now. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low around 16 degrees. There's a winter storm watch in effect for this weekend. From Saturday afternoon through Sunday afternoon, expect 5 to 8 inches of snow and winds up to 20 miles per hour. Saturday's high is 27 and a low of 26. Sunday will be warmer with a high of 38 That snow could turn to rain on Sunday night, but then maybe back to snow. Currently 28 degrees and overcast. This is KTOO News.